The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And you can also weigh in on the program via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. And if you'd like to follow us on Facebook or like our Facebook page, just go to Facebook.com. Do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And again, give us a like or follow. And Mitch and I are getting in the habit of posting our videos on there regularly, whether it's a preview of the broadcast or we're doing live streams more often than not. Not doing a live stream of today's program, obviously, but typically we'll do a live stream on our Facebook page, so definitely follow that along. Not so much so you can see our ugly mugs, but it's a great way to interact with the listeners as they comment on these videos. And again, we appreciate you tuning in. I want to get to the Georgia election law. It is absolutely appalling and infuriating to me the way this new Georgia election law has been characterized. And I see it for what it is. It's all a ploy of far-left Democrats to undermine the state election laws by implementing H.R. 1, which is a national election law, which they would have one-size-fits-all election laws for all 50 states. And that's not the way it should be, because states are different in how they operate. And there should not be one federal election law. There just shouldn't be. It's all a cynical power grab. And this is all very calculating by the left, and they've got their media lapdogs as accomplices in this, by saying that the new Georgia election law is Jim Crow 2.0. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Jim Crow laws, this was pervasive in the segregated South back in the 19th century into the 20th century, where they had laws, government mandated segregation, you know, the whole separate but equal, you know, where they'd have separate drinking fountains, you know, they would have to, you know, blacks would have to sit in the back of the bus, you know, they have separate lunch counters, separate entrances into different establishments, all that sort of thing, until the Civil Rights Act passed in 1965. Okay, where you could not discriminate on the basis of race. And that was a good thing. But before that, this was government-mandated segregation. I mean, think about this. Think about a conscientious business owner who owned a lunch counter back in the 40s and 50s and knew it was wrong that people of color could not sit at his lunch counter or patronize his business. And he wanted to say, nah, I'm drawing a line in the sand. These people are God's children as well. They deserve to patronize this business if they so desire. I want to open up my business to everybody, to all races. Government laws would not have allowed him to do that. That would have been illegal for a business owner to exercise his conscience to one who serve absolutely everybody. Okay? So this idea that some of these laws like Religious Freedom Restoration Act, whatnot, is coming back of Jim Crow is just an utter falsehood, okay? Because the business owner has a choice to do what he wants to do, to not violate his conscience, his or her conscience. Okay, anyways, that's a digression, but that's relevant context to this Georgia election law. And Eric Erickson, a guy who I've cited many times on the show, he's a conservative talk show host, longtime Georgia resident, and a former elections law lawyer, wrote about what's really in the Georgia election law. This was signed a little over a week ago. I didn't get a chance to talk about it on last week. Talk about the law last week, but it has continued to cause a ripple effect, and it has, in my mind, gotten so out of hand that now Major League Baseball, and I'll talk about that probably in the next segment, has decided they're not going to allow the All-Star Game to take place in Georgia this July. Just an utter travesty that that's being done, and it's all because of the willful ignorance of what's in the law. Well, it's not ignorance. It's willful ignorance. It's you know, putting your fingers in your ear and saying, la, 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 can't hear you, can't hear you, okay? Because there is a narrative that they have to push in order to nationalize our election laws. That's all this is. Again, this is from Eric Erickson. Governor Kemp signed legislation in Georgia to reform the state election process, and nationally, Democrats in the media are losing their collective minds. He cites a tweet from Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, junior senator in Massachusetts. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Pocahontas Warren said the following. The Republican who is sitting in Stacey Abrams' chair, talk about not being able to accept the results of an election. Stacey Abrams never conceded her loss to Brian Kemp for the gubernatorial race in Georgia in 2018. But I digress. This is from Elizabeth Warren. The Republican who was sitting in Stacey Abrams' chair just signed a despicable voter suppression bill into law to take Georgia back to Jim Crow. The Senate must pass the hashtag For the People Act and John Lewis Voting Rights Act immediately. Our democracy is at stake tonight. I'm staring at the bottom of my brain. My eyes rolled so far back into my head. She literally believes this. CNN ran the following headline. Georgia's new law suppressing the vote is a victory for Donald Trump. One of the key points in this is the restriction of ballot drop boxes. Do you know what happens if the Georgia legislature does not pass a law on ballot drop boxes? They all go away. In Georgia, ballot drop boxes are not part of the law. They were allowed because the governor of Georgia has an existing state of emergency declaration over COVID-19. As a result, the state authorized, by way of governor's executive order, ballot drop boxes for people to drop off ballots. When the executive order on the emergency declaration goes away, the authorization for ballot drop boxes go away. So what did the state legislature do? They legislated into law, drum roll please, ballot drop boxes. You can now have ballot drop boxes in the state of Georgia. They can only be in boards of election offices or in places with early voting, and they have to be collected by close of business, and they have to be monitored. All of this is good. You do not want people showing up and destroying the ballots by pouring water into the ballot drop boxes overnight when no one's looking. The hysteria over calling it Jim Crow 2.0 is a fundraising device for Democrats designed to amplify and enrage. There is no difference between the Democrats calling this Jim Crow 2.0, you got to stand and fight, and President Trump telling a crowd of supporters in Washington that you've got to march on the Capitol to defend the integrity of the election. There is no difference at all, except the media thought one was invalid and thought the other was valid, but they are the same damn thing. State Representative Park Cannon, a Democrat in the state legislature, began to try to interfere with the governor's ability to sign the law last week, and people on the left are hailing her as some sort of hero for trying to disrupt the lawful process of government. The same people hailing her as a hero were upset about people storming the Capitol to try to stop the Electoral College votes from being counted. It is the exact same thing. Again, these are Eric Erickson's words, not mine, so I don't necessarily agree with that statement, but that's his perspective. What you are seeing is the hypocrisy of the Democrats and the media, who are fine when the left believes crazy conspiracy theories and upset when other people don't. In Georgia, the law states if you show up to vote, you must have photo ID. That suddenly is the big scourge. Isn't it amazing? they're calling voter ID voter restriction. And now that MLB has taken the All-Star game out of Georgia, they're looking for alternate sites, and any alternate site that's making a pitch for it, like Colorado, Wisconsin, people are trolling MLB, say, well, nope, sorry, Colorado, photo ID law. Wisconsin, photo ID law. Guess can't have the All-Star game there. These are your rules. This is suddenly voter restriction. Anyhow, you must have a driver's license number or the state will give you a free photo ID, and you must have the number. What they've done with absentee ballots is instead of examining your signature on an absentee ballot that could change over time, you have to put your driver's license or photo ID number and birthday on the ballot, which will be used to verify your identity. There will no longer be signature matches in the state, which is good. My signature on my voter registration card is different from my current signature. Here's the key distinction. People are saying, well, you got to show up to show a photo ID. No, you don't even have to show your photo ID if you're voting absentee. Again, all you need is a number to put on the ballot. That's how they verify who you are, and that's how they verify that a legitimate person is requesting the ballot and that once it's sent in, it's a legitimate ballot. Don't you want your vote to count? Don't you want to ensure the integrity of your elections? This is what this law is doing. Back to Erickson. A University of Georgia found that here's something that is often obfuscated, by the way. I'll read this next statement. A University of Georgia poll found that a majority of liberals, conservatives, black voters, white voters, men and women actually supported requiring a photo ID copy be provided to vote absentee. The Republican law does not even go that far, merely requiring a driver's license number or a photo ID number with the photo ID freely provided. There were a whole lot of people who are already filing lawsuits on this and using it as a fundraising opportunity. But what is in the law? Well, absentee voters will be required to submit their driver's license number or other documentation to verify their identity. There will be as little as 1 week of early voting before runoffs, down from the current 3 weeks. Why? Because the runoff will now be 4 weeks after the general election. That's very relevant here. In Georgia, that used to be the law. The runoff happened just a few weeks after the general election. The Obama administration sued and said it wasn't enough time for military ballots, so they stretched it out over a three-month period. It will now be 1 month from the date of the general election. This is good news because there has been a widespread belief in Georgia among Democrats and Republicans that the runoff window is too long. They also will allow extra weekend voting in special elections. The state elections board will be able to take over county election boards when necessary. This is one of those issues where the Democrats are claiming conspiracy, but it is actually good. For example, the Fulton County Board of Elections in Georgia is a highly incompetent board of elections. The county has hired and fired the same person over and over. Fulton never gets its act together, and it has nothing to do with partisanship. Every election night, we are always waiting on Fulton to finish reporting. They'll be able to fix this. The one thing I think is dumb is it outlaws distributing food and drinks to voters waiting in line. I fail to see the merit in this. I don't have a problem if you want to distribute food and drinks to people standing in long lines waiting to vote as long as there's no political message. Election workers will be required to count ballots without stopping until they're finished. This was my idea, and I'm taking credit for it. Under current Georgia law, you can stop, go home, come back the next day, and pick up the ballots and hope there's no hanky-panky overnight while no one's looking. Under the new law, once you start counting the ballots, you cannot stop. To accommodate this, the law allows the processing and counting of absentee ballots before the election. As absentee ballots come in, they will be able to be processed now, which is another good thing. So we're not waiting days and days and days for the absentee balloting process. This is all a really good idea. The governor signed it last week, and they're already filing lawsuits against it. I'm sure a left-wing judge will hear the case and try to obstruct the law by dragging it out. But I got to tell you, I think this is a really good piece of legislation. The hysteria from the national media on this is going to be overblown. This story was published. This piece by Eric Erickson was published last week. Yeah, it has been overblown. They've had Stacey Abrams out there making Jim Crow comparisons, and it's only just begun. The reason the National Democrats are screaming so much about Jim Crow and voter suppression is because they are trying to scare their base into continuing to vote for them. But you know what scares people more than requiring their driver's license number on a ballot? The wokes costing them their job for something that's unacceptable this week, but was perfectly acceptable last week. That's why so many people are leaving the Democrat Party and moving to the Republican Party. Oh, I got a story on that. You want to talk about progressive overreach? Yeah, the Major League Baseball situation where they pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Yeah, that's going to have some ripple effects, and it's not going to be too favorable for those who are crowing about this being Jim Crow. See what I did there? 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow, hashtag NARNShow. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.